This Independence Day, there is so much to celebrate, especially the huge reduction in COVID-19 cases after the 2020 pandemic that made last year's celebration such a bust.
Everything has changed because of the coronavirus.
But this year, as our world continues to reopen, you can look for a return too. But as excited as many of us are to see normal life and celebrations resume on America's national holiday, at the same time, we're returning to some of the same old problems.
It is unlawful to sell fireworks or, for that matter, to discharge them here in the city of Los Angeles.
Illegal fireworks, not just on the 4th of July, are a daily nuisance in many areas. Explosions that rattle nerves, endanger property and bodies, and traumatize the vulnerable have become a constant plague. What can we do this year to maximize the joy and minimize distress for all on this day of celebration? We look at that on Fox 11 News In Depth. It starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. It's the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. 12 months ago, it was really different, right? Celebrations were canceled, parks and beaches were closed, and we were all urged to stay at home. This year, with restrictions lifted, many cities are trying to get back to normal. But there are some communities where that can't quite happen yet. In Redlands, back in 2019 and the years before that, Sylvan Park was the epicenter of the Redlands celebration. This video from the city and before the pandemic shows people waiting for the fireworks to light up the sky. But for 2021...
we're not able to do it this year.
Not the way it was because of the pandemic.
We are still having a show. It's going to be a good, spectacular show.
With fireworks launched from a local high school and activities in Sylvan Park. But what happened?
Well, the real difficulty was the pandemic created uncertainty about the future, and the plans for these shows are done so far in advance that the committee had to make a decision. The venue where they usually do it was going to charge them what they always charge, and without the ability to sell tickets to the event, it just was cost prohibitive.
Just one of the obstacles facing communities as we emerge from pandemic restrictions. Joining us now is the man behind so much pyrotechnic wizardry, Jim Souza. And Jim Souza owns the Pyro Spectaculars. He's the CEO and president. This is a 115-year-old company that your grandpa started, right?
That's right. Manuel de Souza, the turn of the century.
And this past year almost put you under, didn't it?
Yeah, it was devastating for us and our family. A lot of family members still working. I have three sons in the business. And as we went through the pandemic in early March and just saw everything dwindle, and you know, we lost all everything, 90% we were down.
And to understand, you know, just exactly what it is that your family does, you do about how many shows did you do before the pandemic, and how many are you doing this year?
We normally do about 400 shows on the 4th of July, this whole weekend. And this year we're doing about 250. And we're very pleased and grateful to do that because last year we were lucky to even do 10. So we're very pleased to do that. But we also do other business with the sporting events, which takes about 30% of our revenue. And when that started to go away in March and April, we lost all Major League, Minor League Baseball. We also lost the cruise lines, theme parks. Everything was shutting down on us. So it wasn't just the 4th of July, but we do about 2,000 shows year round, and it's just picking back up, and things do look better in the future. So we're very, very happy and grateful to be able to celebrate our Independence Day today.
And for us here in Southern California, it's the Rose Bowl. I mean, you do a lot of these smaller communities like Yucaipa and Redlands, but the Rose Bowl, and so many people see that and so many people enjoy that. I can't imagine if you had gone out of business exactly what would have followed. But what can we expect tonight?
Oh, tonight, the 250 shows all over, of course, I'm going to be at the Rose Bowl tonight at the America Fest, been there for many years, and you and I have met there. That's just a great tradition in the community. The granddaddy of them all. There's going to be thousands of aerial shells in the sky. It's a pyromusical production, all synchronized to music and video. And we're going to have a very special tribute to the first responders, as well as to our armed forces who are out there defending our country and to protect our freedom for today and celebrating our independence. So we're looking forward to a great celebration, inspiring the pride, patriotism in all of Americans tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good show. I got to tell you, having been in the area behind the sort of the behind the curtain, if you will, where you set up these things, it's pretty elaborate. And you use some pretty spectacular sort of devices to put those flowers and things up into the sky.
Yeah, those are called aerial devices. You and I have met there a number of times on the golf course behind the famous Rose Bowl. But there's all different sizes and shapes of fireworks that are outside the bowl, inside the bowl. There's major set pieces, Statue of Liberty, American flags, a lot of what we call Sousa Comets that are dancing to the music. And it's just so thrilling to be inside to hear the music and hear the oohs and the ahs of the crowd in celebration. And that's what gets me, is listening to all of that. It's a hard year of work to see it all come together in that final 20 minutes.
It looked like that video we were seeing, somebody putting together one of those maybe flower devices. They look like little balls that you put into a kind of cannon device, and then boom, you light the fuse and up it goes.
Yeah, it sounds that simple, but those were called aerial devices. Those are the ones that we use as the professionals. And a lot of them are in a round shape, anywhere from a tennis ball to the size of a basketball. And they can go up in the air from 300 to 1,000 feet in the air. And what our girls were doing was placing the igniter, the electric match, into the firework fuse. And then that is connected, dropped into the tubes. We send out a computer signal. It's back time to the music. It launches. It goes up in the air 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds. It opens up, creates these beautiful flowers, or could be happy faces. It could be hearts and Saturn patterns. But that's what we do, and we orchestrate it. We choreograph it to just provide a good entertainment feature for the audience.
Well, I know you're very excited, and I got to ask you. I mean, knowing what a tough year it's been for your company, when do you think you'll get back to some level of normalcy?
The normalcy that we're really predicting, when you talk about, I don't like to get into all the bad details, but you know, it's going to take us a 3-year cycle, this being the first of the year, to really get back to normal. We have, fortunately, we're working with our banks, our suppliers, our landlords, and everybody you can imagine that's worked with us that we haven't been able to really pay, or just a little bit of payment through our PPP programs. They're working with us in a restructuring program. Everybody's on board. We're all in this together. We didn't create this problem, but the road ahead is bright. I mean, that's what I'm really hopeful. For a while, we're looking down the tunnel and thinking it's a train coming in. Well, right now, it's not. It's a bright torch, and it's lighting the fuse on America's birthday cake.
Well, Jim Sousa, CEO of Pyro Spectacular, say you're all red, white, and blue. You look pretty patriotic, and I wish
I'm
you
ready.
All the best. Happy 4th of July. Have a great show tonight at the Rose Bowl.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Coming up on Fox 11 News in Depth. In some communities, there are those legal fireworks known as safe and sane, but the illegal ones still are a big problem. We'll take a look at a new tactic intended to crack down on those who don't play by the rules. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. It's the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, everybody. The city of L.A. is always trying to persuade people to go see public fireworks shows instead of lighting them off themselves. But as you know, we find ourselves in the midst of a serious drought with brush as dry as kindling. It's even more important. Joining us to talk about a new tactic his office is using to discourage people from buying and selling fireworks is Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Fuhr. Good to see you. Thanks for being with us. Tell us a little bit about this tactic.
Well, first, Hal, happy 4th of July. And it is so wonderful to see you this morning. It's great to be on the show with you.
Thank you.
And as our viewers are, you know, just terrific. As our viewers are preparing to celebrate tonight, it's really important for us to bear in mind that fireworks displays that are done by professionals are the best place to see fireworks. But otherwise, it's illegal to sell or to discharge fireworks here in the city of Los Angeles. And so our office has embarked on a strategy designed to reduce the supply of illegal fireworks. Often those fireworks are sold online. And so we decided to reach out to 4 major online platforms and send them what are called cease and desist letters. demanding that they take off of their sites offers to sell fireworks into Los Angeles. And we've had great success. We're talking about Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and others. And in each case, the platforms cooperated with us. They've continued to take down offers for sale. One of the sites, 5 Miles, actually increased its staff to enable it to do as good a job as it could with us. Others are changing their algorithms so they can catch these offers right as soon as they attempt to go up. And even though we cannot completely eliminate illegal fireworks in the city this way, we can make real strides in reducing that supply. And so that's one strategy that we're employing right now. And I think it's going to become a model for a national strategy.
What are the penalties for violating these rules?
Well, these are misdemeanors. So the penalties range, they're 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine. But the most important thing is that as we think about fireworks in our city, let's think about the hazards that they pose. You mentioned fire danger, huge risk in the midst of a drought at this time of year. But also, fireworks can be triggering events for veterans, for victims of gun violence, for kids with special needs. The 4th of July today is the day when more pets go missing than any other day of the year because they're so scared when illegal fireworks go off. So let's also think about what's good for our neighbors as we contemplate how we're going to celebrate tonight. This should be a joyous event. There should never be someone sent to the hospital because of these events. And just to give you a sense, only last year, just at County USC Medical Center, there were 10 very serious injuries brought into that emergency room. Who would want to subject themselves or their family to being in that situation? We could celebrate with the professionals.
You know, we see these things shut off in the streets. And those are the ones that go in the air. If they explode and they go in the air, they're illegal. But there are these safe and sane fireworks. So for the sake of clarity, as a city attorney, why don't you tell everybody whether they can be used just because they're called safe and sane?
The answer is no. I'm really glad, Hal, that you asked that question. In the city of Los Angeles, it's illegal to discharge fireworks, period. Only the professional shows that we talked about are those only locations where one should be going to see fireworks. If you set off fireworks, you could be arrested. And I will tell you, in addition to the strategies we've been employing, LAPD has been conducting investigations, operations regarding pop-up stores and brick-and-mortar locations. And there are also apps that are out there now that are enabling people to detect when illegal fireworks are being used. The city is looking at deploying these in the future. And of course, our viewers can report illegal fireworks to LAPD. And if LAPD discovers illegal fireworks are being set off, people will be subject to criminal penalties.
I got to ask you, there are some communities that they target the property owner. If somebody, a next-door neighbor, some kid comes on your property, launches a bottle rocket, starts a fire across the street, it's the property owner who didn't have anything to do with it who gets nailed. We don't do that in Los Angeles, do we?
No, we don't. Although I will say, as we look to the future, San Bernardino County, for example, is experimenting with an app, and if fireworks are seen to be emanating from a given location, that property owner could be on the hook. That person would have an opportunity, I gather, in San Bernardino, to say, well, it wasn't me, someone unlawfully trespassed on my property. But I think it's important for us, since that's going to be the minority of cases where illegal fireworks are set off. It's important that people know they shouldn't do it. It's bad for their health. It's bad for safety. It's bad for the community. It is illegal. And I think that if we keep getting that message out there, not just that it's bad for you personally, but it's bad for the kid next door, for the pet down the street, for the Vietnam vet who lives on your block. I think we're making some headway. And I think the strategy that we've been deploying, which is to go after the online sales of fireworks, is going to make a big impact as well.
It could very well. We'll be interested in finding out. Another tactic the city of L.A. is using is a buyback program.
Right, right.
And let's listen to what one council person told us about that buyback program.
We are going to continue with enforcement actions, but the truth is there's been such a large distribution of fireworks throughout the city that we've seen that we want to make sure that we try to encourage people to turn them in for a reward. And so we've come up with this buyback program, the first in the city to launch in the Northeast San Fernando Valley so that we can pilot it, encourage people to, turn them in anonymously. We'll give you a reward of substantial value depending on the items.
We have less than half a minute. What's your reaction to this buyback program?
I think it's a great idea. It's a pilot this year. We're going to see how it goes. We have gun buyback programs. This is also a very important effort to get something that is illegal off of the street. I should mention also, Hal, that our neighborhood prosecutors, not far from where Councilmember Rodriguez was speaking, are also in the field with LAPD going door to door to remind people about the dangers of fireworks and that they are illegal to set off on their own. So I support experiments like this, and I'm really pleased it's underway. I'm looking forward to demonstrating this is successful and doing it again next year. And as we conclude here, let me just say again, happy 4th of July to everyone. We're talking about illegal fireworks, but today should be a day to celebrate with your loved ones in a professional set.
Absolutely. City Attorney Mike Feuer, happy 4th of July to you, and we appreciate your time.
And to you, Hal. Good luck.
All right. Thanks so much. Coming up on Fox 11 News In Depth, pops, screams, and huge booms. We know it's all part of the fun, but for many of our pets, it's some of their worst nightmare. Though we'll have more on that coming up. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. As much as some people love the excitement of fireworks on the 4th of July, there are many people who have a very negative reaction. Children, veterans, and people on the autism spectrum can find the loud noises traumatizing. And one vulnerable group gets in trouble every year. We're talking about our pets. In fact, LA County reports that more pets go missing during the July 4th weekend than any other time of the year. Joining us to talk about all this with our beloved companions in mind is the manager of the LA County Animal Control, Lisa Eldridge. And Lisa, thanks for joining us. It's good to see you. And, well, I guess you get a lot of phone calls during this time of year.
Yes, we do. During this time of year, we typically see an influx of animals come into our facilities, and we want to really get that messaging out to help protect our communities and our animals this year. It's really important that people have their animals microchipped, and with external identification with collar and tags. When people find your pets, they want to call you. And also, if you have microchips in your animals, you should contact your microchip providers and ensure that the information that they have on you is correct. And also add like a secondary contact if for any reason that you're not available. Animals should be staying home tonight. It's unadvisable to take them to firework demonstrations or presentations, and keep your animals at home. Keep them indoors, ideally inside a room without windows. Put on some music or the television, some white noise to help keep them calm during this time.
Nice mellow music, I would assume. Lisa,
yes.
What do you do? What does Animal Services do with social media?
You know, we have a lot of resources that are available at this time. Last year, our department implemented a managed intake. And this time last year, we ran some numbers in July last year, and we received 58% less animals due to the networking that's happening out in the community. There's social media apps, Facebook, Instagram, also Nextdoor, communities that are posting about lost animals or found animals. Most recently, we've really been encouraging people who are missing animals or that find animals to use the Shadow app. The Shadow app allows people who are missing their animals or people who find their animals to post a photo of them. And then also other community could get involved with trying to make connections to reunite those lost pets with the animals that are found in the communities.
So the Shadow app, again, where do you get it? What does it do? And have you used this before?
Yeah, you know, I've seen it, and we do use it. We encourage people to use it. I use it in the sense that in my community, if somebody is missing an animal, I could swipe through it and make connections. They'll show, you know, a photograph of a dog and then a lot of dogs that have gone missing in that area. And then you could make the possible connection so the owners could be alerted, like, hey, is this possibly your animal? So that's the only the only thing that I've done with the app specifically. However, the community get a lot of positive feedback on that, with connections being made, animals being reunited within hours of being lost. really good resource that we're really starting to utilize, and it's being very impactful with the reduction of the numbers of animals that we see coming into our care. And that really allows us to focus on the animals that we have there, provide our enrichment programs, and also work with the organization, our adoption partners, and the community to get these animals placed into their homes.
I have to ask you, because we're talking a lot about coming out of the pandemic, what was the impact of the pandemic on LA County Animal Services?
So, in our department, with the onset of COVID, we implemented the managed intake. We went from an open admission animal animal shelter policy to the managed intake, which really allows us to lean on those resources that we have so to prevent animals from coming into our care. We find that that the adoption partners, our rescue organizations, have been able to also help on social media with reconnecting those animals to their owners, and also providing resources to people who can't keep their animals anymore. We have voucher programs. You know, a lot of people can't keep their animals because maybe medical conditions with their animals, or maybe they have a problem being able to, you know, fix the, you know, their parameters to keep their animals inside their yard. And these voucher programs that we have help people to keep their animals by providing training resources or medical veterinarian care resources.
So Lisa Eldridge with LA County Animal Services, as we wrap this up, happy 4th of July. Have a great holiday, a safe one. And thanks for joining us here on Fox 11 News in Depth. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more here on Fox 11 News in Depth right after this. And finally, if you haven't already, please check out my podcast. It's called What the How. It's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehowpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everybody, and have a happy and safe 4th of July. Enjoy the fireworks tonight. See you next time.